Most non-invasive body contouring treatments are fairly comfortable, or at least not terribly uncomfortable and certainly not painful. But there are exceptions. We talked last time about cryolipolysis risks and side effects, so you already know your patients can have some difficulty with a fat freezing treatment, discomfort, maybe even pain. Our job as body contouring professionals is to convert those uncomfortable treatments into positive experiences. But here's the deal. So many body contouring technicians lack the experience to turn a difficult treatment into a positive experience because we rarely have to do it. That's where today's episode comes in. After 20 years of caring for med spa patients, we've developed techniques and methods that work to do just that. And in today's episode, we're outlining the steps we use and now you can use to turn an otherwise uncomfortable or even painful treatment into an enjoyable and positive treatment experience. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Body Contouring Academy's Proven Profits Podcast, where you'll learn simple, actionable strategies from real-world, successful body contouring professionals to help you generate more revenue, realize the profits you want, and create the life you desire. Hi, I'm Shannon.
And I'm Kay.
And we're your hosts of the Proven Profits Podcast.
Hi there, healthcare professionals, business owners, body contouring technicians, and beauty professionals. Welcome, everyone. Kay here. Shannon and I want to thank you for being here, too. Many patients describe the cryolipolysis fat freezing treatment experience as pretty uncomfortable, some going as far as to call it painful. And the question is a cryolipolysis treatment unpleasant due to the nature of the treatment itself, or is it due to insufficient support provided by the body contouring technician? Well, we think the answer is it's some of both. Fat freezing treatments can be unpleasant, but providers must take the steps to make every treatment experience positive. This is especially true for the treatments that are inherently more difficult for patients, like fat freezing. With the treatments that cause more discomfort than others, you may not be able to take all the discomfort away. But by taking the steps we're going to outline in this episode, you can turn that otherwise uncomfortable or painful treatment into an enjoyable and positive treatment experience. What we're going to cover is a proven patient pain management methodology. We developed it over 20 years of delivering non-invasive body contouring treatments to thousands of patients. And at the Body Contouring Academy, we firmly believe that making patients comfortable and providing for a positive treatment experience, well, it's equally as important as delivering good results. Fortunately, managing a difficult treatment is a problem most providers never face, since most non-invasive body contouring treatments are, you know, for the most part, not uncomfortable. But a few technologies, like cryolipolysis, well, they're harder than others. So we're sharing our steps to making a fat-freezing treatment, that treatment experience, a positive one. And the cool thing is, you can apply these same steps to any difficult treatment experience. A positive cryolipolysis fat-freezing treatment experience, well, it starts well before the treatment, even before the patient arrives for her treatment. So step one, now this is going to sound very common sense, but there are things we need to be very conscious about and consider how every detail appears to your patients. So we call step one preparation. The first part of step one is your image. It matters. How you appear can put your patient at ease, or it could even make her feel uneasy. So think about your appearance. You need to dress the part of a professional. If you're medical, maybe a lab coat. If you're not, a uniform of some kind that depicts who you are. You need to convey authority and convey confidence, so you want to speak confidently and loudly enough too. And of course, always be courteous. Now then take a look at your setting, your facility or your business, and your treatment room. It needs to be totally clean and neat, and you need to anticipate everything you might need at all in your treatment room and have it there for every treatment, because you don't want to have to leave the room to fetch something that you don't have. So the second part of step one is you need a proven and consistent treatment protocol. So establish and use a well-planned, well-regimented, and step-by-step cryolipolysis treatment protocol that you will use for every patient, every time. Now question, are you doing fat freezing treatments? Maybe you need a step-by-step cryolipolysis protocol. We do provide a great one in our top-rated cryolipolysis fat freezing body contouring certification course. We're leaving the link to the course details in the show notes, because even if you don't offer cryolipolysis, you may be thinking about doing it. Well, you could get off to the right start with that course. So you can see that link in today's show notes. Okay, so step one has a third part, and that is to anticipate each patient's needs for emotional support. So you need to plan, you need a plan, you need specific methods, all to alleviate any discomfort and or anxiety the patient may experience during her treatment. Now we're going to give you a ton of great methods to use in section three, so it's coming up. You'll be able to plan that out. But for now, let's move on to section two, which is what we call prior to treatment. In step two, the patient has arrived, and you take these steps prior to her treatment. So we're moving into the treatment room for step two. Part one of step two is your introduction and patient workup. You need to introduce yourself and tell her about your background, your credentials, and your experience with cryolipolysis. This will make the patient feel like she is in good hands and will help to reduce any anxiety or fear she has. You're going to get your basic patient assessment data. Whatever your protocol is, weight, height, BMI, vital signs, by doing this, you're also showing your expertise and authority. Then you move on to verifying and marking her treatment areas. So the second part of step two is preparing the patient for treatment. So first of all, make sure you send the patient for a bathroom break prior to treatment, unless she says she absolutely doesn't need to. And as far as undressing goes, make sure that you have her disrobe as little as possible, just what you need to expose that treatment area. That helps her retain her dignity. You're going to assist the patient to the treatment table, and you're going to make sure that marked treatment area is exposed and ready to treat, and then make sure you take those extra steps to ensure the patient's comfortable. Adjust her pillow. Offer her a second pillow, maybe a pillow under her knees to help her back. So just show her extra blankets, all those extra efforts to show your patient that you really care about her and you care about how she feels. So now we're ready for the next step, step three, which is really where all those techniques and methods come into play, because it takes place during the treatment. It's all about reducing anxiety, lowering the level of discomfort, and even using pain management methods to reduce the pain or discomfort if she's having them. So step three is managing the pain, anxiety, and other discomfort during the treatment. Now, when you've made it to this step, all that you have left for a positive cryolipolysis fat freezing treatment experience is for you to apply your knowledge and utilize the techniques that we're fixing to cover. Now, there's three primary ways to support your patient and provide an enjoyable treatment experience. One, methods of distraction. Two, actions or interventions that send confusing or conflicting signals to the brain. And three, providing emotional support. Now let's go and break each of these three apart so you know what to do, what technique to use to apply it. So first of all, employ methods of distraction. Do y'all remember Lamaze, or have you heard of Lamaze breathing exercises for childbirth? It was all the rage back in the 70s and 80s. Well, that's the ultimate in distraction, keeping the brain busy. Distraction methods, they've long been demonstrated to be highly effective in reducing discomfort, pain, and anxiety that are associated with medical procedures and other uncomfortable experiences. Now, here's four distraction methods you can use. You can use one of them, two, three, or even all of the methods, depending on your patient's personality and your patient's needs. So the first one is, you know, that rolling stool that we recommend you have in every treatment room? Well, you're going to sit on your rolling stool and you're going to stay close to the patient's face during the treatment. Now, not only can you use this to read her feelings, but it provides a big distraction for her brain to watch you interacting so closely to her face. Another thing you can do is to use breathing, like with Lamaze. So when a patient's struggling, or you can see those early signs that she's starting to feel anxious or complaining, you're getting restless, complaining of pain, you can use a breathing technique similar to Lamaze. So you're going to instruct your patient to take a deep breath through her nose slowly to a count of five, and you're going to be counting. Then she is to hold that breath for a count of five, again with you doing the counting, and then exhale slowly through her mouth for a count of five with you doing the counting, and then wait for a count of five and repeat. Now, the third thing you can do is conversation. Just initiate conversations about the patient's family, her job, or interests. By now, you know something about this patient, so you know, just find something that she enjoys talking about. And then the fourth way to create that distraction is to talk to the patient about what she should expect post-treatment, or in other words, education. Now, you're not really using this as an formal education session, but rather as distraction, so you're still going to need to do your post-treatment education. Okay, now let's talk about the second method of distraction. And that's creating confusing and conflicting messages to the brain. There is a direct relationship between pain and the brain. Signals go directly back and forth. But you can modify what signals your patient's brain sends and receives with the use of confusing and conflicting stimuli. And there's a couple of ways that we do this. You can apply a heating pad to an area somewhere away from the treatment area. So if you are treating the thighs, you could apply a heating pad to the chest area. The body will send freezing cold signals to the brain from that treated area, the thighs, and then it's going to send conflicting heat sensation signals to the brain from the use of the heating pad to the chest. Now, for treatments, here's the second way. For treatments anywhere on the body except the legs, you can actually use pressotherapy. You can apply pressotherapy leg cuffs to the patient's legs and then run that pressotherapy treatment throughout the cryolipolysis treatment. Now, if you're treating the legs with cryolipolysis, you can apply pressotherapy to the trunk and arms. You get the picture. It's just use the area you're not treating with fat freezing. And this method's really cool because your patient's going to derive dual benefits. First of all, remember, pressotherapy is a lymphatic booster. It's going to stimulate the lymphatic flow, and it's going to start right away in eliminating fats and other debris from your treatment. And the second benefit is that intermittent massaging action of pressotherapy that totally confuses the brain by keeping it busy processing the inflation, the deflation, and the cold. So it's great if you already offer pressotherapy treatments, but if you don't and you want to learn more about pressotherapy, which is a great treatment on its own, in addition to using this as a wonderful distraction, kind of dual benefit method, we offer an online certification course for pressotherapy. And if you want the course details, just take a look in the show notes and you'll find a link to that pressotherapy course details. Well, now for the third method of distraction, and that is to provide emotional support. Now, that sounds weird as a method of distraction, right? Well, emotions are integral to a patient's perception of pain. Pain can actually be made better, and it can be made worse by biopsychosocial factors like emotional support. Emotional support, y'all know this, it makes everyone, us, and including our patients, feel better. Now, there's four ways we can use emotional support to alleviate anxiety, pain, and discomfort. And as with the other techniques, you can use one of these or a combination of these to help your patient. And once again, you need to be in tune with your patient's personality and her needs to know which, if any, of these to use. So we go back to the rolling stool, getting close to the patient and reading those feelings that are in her face. Support her. You're showing empathy, and the patient does realize this. You can try hand holding or stroking on the arm. Hold the patient's hand upon request, and you can also stroke the patient to comfort and support her. You can coach her. Acknowledge and validate your patient's feelings and provide coaching to help her through the discomfort. Cheer her on. Tell her 2 minutes to go, you know, those kind of things. And you could do conversation. Again, ask her about her family, her job, her pets, etc. Whatever that you know she cares about, show her you care about her. Keep the patient focused on you and your conversation and away from the treatment. Guys, these proven methods to minimize discomfort and maximize satisfaction, they're key to making any treatment experience a pleasant one. At the Body Contouring Academy, we totally understand the importance of patient discomfort, and we offer our online comprehensive fat freezing body contouring certification course specifically tailored to mastering the cryolipolysis treatment. In the fat freezing course, really all of our courses, you're going to learn effective strategies to prepare your business, your facility, anticipate patient needs, and manage discomfort during the treatment. And when you do that, you're going to elevate your practice and ensure that every patient leaves your business with not just exceptional results, but a totally positive and enjoyment treatment experience. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's episode, learning how to transform challenging treatments into rewarding moments of client satisfaction with our expert guidance. Now put these steps into practice. That's it for today. Until next time, beautiful wishes.
If you enjoyed our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you take a few minutes to leave us a review. And if you'd like to learn more about our courses and resources, you can get all the scoop by visiting our website, bodycontouringacademy.com. That's bodycontouringacademy.com. Thank you so much for listening. As always, have a great rest of your day. And until next time, beautiful wishes.